Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. John Kerry meets with Russia's president. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he had frank talks about Ukraine, Syria, and Iran with Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday. Speaking at a joint news conference in Sochi with his counterpart Sergei Lavrov, the top U.S. diplomat said the talks come in the midst of a challenging time. A strong earthquake struck Nepal Tuesday. Anjana Pasricha reports.
As the ground shook once again, people fled their homes into the streets. Shops that had reopened just days ago hastily closed. The quake struck shortly after noon local time and was followed by powerful shocks. The streets remained packed for hours as people wondered what lay in store for them next. Television footage showed Nepal's parliament shake as the quake struck. The airport was shut down temporarily. Power went off in the capital, Kathmandu. The epicenter of the latest earthquake lay in an isolated area close to Mount Everest and Nepal's border with Tibet. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
U.S. officials say a U.S. Marine Corps helicopter disappeared in Nepal during relief efforts following that earthquake. And the Associated Press is reporting a magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Japan today off the coast of the Miyagi Prefecture. A demonstrator was killed Tuesday when Burundi police opened fire on protesters in Bujumbura. More than a dozen people have been killed in the often violent protests over President Pierre Nkurunziza's plans to run for a third term in office. This latest death comes on the eve of an East African Community Summit in Tanzania, which was called to discuss Burundi's ongoing unrest. This is VOA News. A five-day humanitarian ceasefire is underway in Yemen. It was called to give the United Nations a chance to bring food and supplies to civilians caught in the middle of the conflict. A U.S. defense official, meanwhile, is urging an Iranian ship purportedly carrying aid to Yemen to change its course and head to Djibouti, where the United Nations is overseeing humanitarian deliveries. Carla Babb reports.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the U.S. is tracking the Iran Shahid vessel after Tehran said it would send warships to escort it to Yemen, where Tehran-backed Houthi rebels are fighting pro-government forces supported by Saudi Arabia.
If the Iranians are planning some sort of stunt in the region, they know as well as we do that it would be unhelpful. And it, in fact, could potentially threaten the ceasefire that's been so painstakingly brought about.
Warren would not comment on what the U.S. would do should the ship try to dock at Yemen. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
Three Somali men pleaded guilty in a New York courtroom Tuesday to conspiring to help the terrorist group Al-Shabaab. By pleading guilty, they avoid a lifetime prison term and would serve up to 15 years behind bars. The two suspects, Ali Yassin Ahmed and Mohammed Yusuf, are Swedish citizens. The third, Hadi Hashi, lived in Britain before he lost his British citizenship. Experts at a high-level World Health Organization meeting have agreed on a roadmap for accelerating research and development into new medical products to fight Ebola and other epidemic-prone diseases. Lisa Schlein reports.
More than 11,000 people in West Africa lost their lives to Ebola because there were no medical preparations to combat this deadly disease. Scientists, industry representatives, and public health officials attending this two-day WHO meeting agree the situation cannot be allowed to continue. WHO Assistant Director General Marie-Paul Kini says participants are working on a new framework to speed up research and development for disease that could become epidemics. This way, she says, the next time the world is faced with an epidemic, it can respond more quickly and effectively. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
President Barack Obama challenged Americans Tuesday to do more to alleviate poverty in the United States and close the widening income equality gap between the country's wealthy and its middle class and impoverished people. He spoke for an hour on stage at Georgetown University in Washington. U.S. nuclear security officials told lawmakers Tuesday in the U.S. that renewing a nuclear cooperation agreement with China is the best way for the U.S. to influence and improve China's non-proliferation record. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.